Hello, and welcome to this audio supplement to the As If Technique Guide, our gift to you from Rykov.com. Remember to read the full guide for the most comprehensive coverage of this technique. The As If Technique dates back to the time of the ancient Greeks, when Aristotle said that to be virtuous, you simply have to act virtuous. Many hundreds of years later, the American psychologist William James took a fresh look at this idea. In the 1800s, James argued that if being happy made you smile, then smiling could make you feel happy. In other words, you could change the way you feel by changing something in your physical makeup. As James put it himself, if you want a quality, act as if you already have it. You've probably heard about the as-if technique from a number of different sources. In general, however, these sources tend to oversimplify it. They water it down by focusing on the same basic values, saying that to be happy, you only have to act as if you're happy. To be confident, you only have to act as if you're confident. So while there's some truth in that, it's not really explaining the principle in any detail. To truly understand the as-if technique and how it works, we need to go deeper. There's more happening than simply changing an aspect of your physical behavior. When you act as if, you're making changes to your physical, emotional, and physiological systems. Every time you take an action, it triggers certain thoughts and sensations, and there's a good reason why it happens this way. Your body and mind are not separate entities. For most of the things you do in your life, they work together as a team. This cooperative spirit is the reason why the as-if technique works in the first place. Standing up straight, for example, makes you feel alert. When you're alert, you're able to think more clearly and deal with information more efficiently. Your brain is ready to let you tackle whatever comes along. If you slouch down in your chair, however, you won't feel alert. You won't be ready for whatever comes along. You won't feel like you can tackle anything. You'll feel drained of energy and unable to focus. Here's another good example. Imagine you're in a challenging situation where you need to feel confident. You can act more confident by standing or sitting up straight, holding your head up, looking people in the eye, and speaking calmly and clearly. As soon as you start acting like that, your thoughts and feelings change. So instead of merely acting confident, you actually become confident. Pretty amazing stuff, wouldn't you agree? Hopefully, you can see that acting as if produces more than a superficial or temporary fix. What's really going on is that these simple changes are allowing you to change your reality. You're basically creating a new reality of the type of person you're pretending to be. The brave person, or the confident person, or the successful person, or the responsible person, or the motivated person, or any other type of person you choose. And the more times you act as if you're like that person, the easier it will be for you to feel that way. The easier it will be for your thoughts and actions to sync up with each other. Before long, you won't be acting anymore, because these new behaviors and ways of thinking will become ingrained in your body and mind. This is all very well, but just telling someone to act as if they're brave or virtuous is one thing. To make the as-if technique work for you, however, you need to know more than that. You need to know exactly what things you can do that will have the most impact. You need to know how to make fast and easy changes in your life that will help you create your new reality. Coming up, you'll find several quick-fire exercises that will help you do exactly that. These are simple body hacks you can use right now as you listen to this recording. Some of them you can do sitting down, and others you'll need to do standing up. You should try to hold each of these poses for at least 10 seconds. That should be long enough for you to start noticing the effects. When you've finished listening to the audio, practice holding your favorite poses for longer periods of time, say 2 minutes to start with. Do that on a regular basis to help make the changes happen more rapidly and to ingrain the feelings into your very being. Ready to begin? The first exercise will help you act as if you've got all the confidence in the world. If you're sitting down, you can stay in your seat. The exercise can be done live, so please do it while you're listening. So here's what you need to do. Lean back in your chair. Clasp your hands together behind your head. Put your feet up on the desk or table. Cross your legs. Good. Now hold it for about 10 seconds. Awesome. How did that feel? I'm sure you felt a gentle increase in your confidence levels, right? Let's try something else. For the next exercise, you'll need to stand. Ready to try it out? Here we go then. Stand with your feet firmly on the floor and your legs apart. Place your hands on your hips. Hold your head up. Stick out your chest. Look straight ahead. Hold it. Well done. Did you feel the difference? This is the so-called superhero pose that will fill you with courage and extra confidence. It's a great pose to adopt just before you attend a job interview or any other important meeting. For the third exercise, you'll need to sit down again. This one is great to help you get relaxed and wipe away the stress from your body. Perfect for helping you unwind at the end of a long and difficult day. All set? Then here it is. Sit down in a comfortable chair. Take a deep cleansing breath and then slowly exhale. As you exhale, let your shoulders and chest collapse. Allow your arms to fall at your sides. Let your legs dangle. Close your eyes and let your head fall down on your chest or to one side. Hold it for 10 seconds. Brilliant. How was that? Did you feel the difference? Remember that you can do this at any time when you want to sneak a quick bit of relaxation, and not just at the end of the day. For this fourth exercise, again, you can remain seated. This one will help you build your determination and willpower, a great way to gear yourself up for a challenging project. Here's what you need to do. Sit up straight with your feet on the floor. Squeeze together the fingers of both hands to make a fist. Lift your hands up so they're at chest level, pointing towards your chin. Tense up your biceps. Hold it for 10 seconds. And relax again. Brilliant job. And did you feel more determined there? Could you feel that motivation building? The fifth exercise will help you get into a cheerful mood right now or anytime in the future you want to do that. There are two different things you can try. Ready to start? Here goes. Make your mouth into the shape of the E sound when you say the word cheese. Say E out loud for a full 10 seconds. Place a pencil horizontally in your mouth between your teeth, as far back as you can, so that it makes contact with both corners of your mouth. Keep your lips open wide and hold it for a full 10 seconds. Okay, now relax again. So, you can see that each of these little exercises is quite simple to do. And naturally, they're more effective when you use them at times when they're really needed, and for slightly longer, too. A minute is the minimum we'd really recommend to start getting optimum results. There are lots of other practical ways to use the as-if technique that will benefit you and the people you care about. Here are two exercises you can try in the future. Need a quick way to ease a guilty conscience? Perhaps when you told a little white lie or weren't able to stick to your diet. Try cleaning your hands with an antiseptic wipe or washing them with soap and water under a running tap. For even bigger issues, take a full shower. These actions will help you wash away your guilt and literally cleanse you. Want to negotiate a better deal next time you buy something? Sit on a hard, straight-backed chair. You'll feel more alert and focused than you would on a softer, more comfortable chair. The important thing to remember is that all of these changes are possible, and they all start with taking the first step. Any one of them will give you the opportunity to put the as-if technique to work, making it possible for you to become more confident, more successful, or whatever it is you want to become. The reason that the as-if technique is becoming so popular in the self-help community is because it works. Complete books have been written on the subject, including one simply called The As-If Principle by Professor Richard Wiseman. It's easy to do, and in most cases, you already have everything you need to get started. The secret to success is just to go right ahead and take that first step, whatever it might be. Start with something small and gradually build on it. Practice acting as if you are the person you want to be, and before long, you will be that person. Thank you for listening. To learn more about the as-if technique and how to boost results even further by discovering the Rykov effect, visit us online at www.rykov.com. That's R-A-I-K-O-V.com.